It's amazing how time flies. It's almost exactly 1 year that I stood here. If you want to do anything, my brother, my sister, as soon as it's laid in your heart, start doing it. Because if you keep on procrastinating, before you know it, the time will pass by. I want to thank the church for giving me the opportunity. It's a real opportunity to serve in the house of God. I want to thank God for all he has been doing in our midst. He's always faithful. Praise the Lord. Before I continue with my message this morning, I would like to give our sister Mama Dora opportunity to come and minister to us in praise. Praise the Lord.
Lord, I'm not going to sing the whole hymn. I'm going to roll just the chorus. That's where the message lies for every one of you. Have you been praying, asking God to do one thing or the other for you? This song is for you. If it has not come, the song is saying you should wait patiently. It shall surely speak at the right time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The chorus goes thus. It could be dark now, faith never sees darkness. It could be dark now, faith never sees darkness. Even the darker when it's close to the day. Don't be discouraged, friend, never lose your faith. Hold God, trust God, God will never fail you. Just hold God, trust God, God will never let you. Faith never sees darkness, even the darker when it's close to the day. Don't be discouraged, friend, never lose your faith. Hold God, trust God, God will never fail you. Just hold God, trust God, God will never let you down. God will never let you down. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, my sister. God will never let you down. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for our brother Ike. The Lord led him. He traveled to Nigeria. We all know what it is now to travel, and he came back in peace. When I saw him, I said, do we have Alhaji here? Praise the Lord. We're happy to see you back. Praise the Lord. My message this morning is something that we are all familiar about. We have been involved in it, but I don't think we are doing it much as we're supposed to. Before I go on with my message, I would like to have a song. David, do you have the audio for that song? Praise the Lord. Is he coming?
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus sees my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know that he watches over me. Don't you know that?
You can join if you know the chorus. Amen. Praise the Lord. My message this morning is prayer, thanksgiving, gratitude, and appreciation. But I'm going to lay more emphasis on thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. We are going to get our text from the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 18. Before then, we all celebrate Thanksgiving. That's why I say that it's all something that we all are aware of. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated in American soil in the year 1621 by the Pilgrims, the colonialists, to celebrate the feast of autumn harvest. Praise the Lord. And as time goes on, Abraham Lincoln made a declaration that the Thursday of every November should be celebrated as a national Thanksgiving. And it's something that I cherish so much because it makes us as a nation, as we all know that this nation, America, is built in God. And no matter what the devil is fighting, the devil cannot take it away from us. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 16, it says, rejoice evermore. This is our brother Paul, the first letter he wrote to the church in Thessalonians, admonishing them the precepts that they should follow. He's telling the church of Thessalonians that they should what? Rejoice evermore. What does it mean to rejoice evermore? It's simple to meditate in the word of God, Because the word of God, there is strength. Casting all your disappointment at the feet of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We know that in this life, the life is full of so many challenges. But above all, God wants you to cast them at his feet because he cares for you. Praise the Lord. Resting in God's divine timing and surrounding yourself with those that love you. Resting yourself in God's timing. Sometimes we want to walk in our own timing. But I know that the God's time is the best for you. Delay is never denial. Only wait on the Lord. And sometimes you keep on praying. I want us to, as I said, we are going to lay emphasis on thanksgiving. We'll be praying, but we don't give thanks enough to God. Because if you look around, especially in this era we are, in this generation we are right now, and you look and see yourself standing in every ramification, you have every cause to say, thank you, Jesus. If you have no other thing to thank God for, just for the fact that you are able to breathe on your own without anything, it's enough for you. Every morning you rise up and say, thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to waste our time this morning. In the next few minutes, we are going to see the benefits of giving thanks to Jesus, appreciating one another, appreciating God for what he's doing for us. Sometimes we spend 90% or 99% of our time. Even when we say we are giving thanks, before you know, we start to make another prayer, we start to make a request. And we should know when God is answering our prayers. Because sometimes prayers are answered, we don't even know that it's answered, we keep on asking. Praise the Lord. In verse 17, it says, pray without ceasing. The book of Matthew chapter 36 verse 39 emphasizes the importance of prayer. Prayer cannot be neglected. In fact, it is our source, our power source. Christ himself, before he was arrested, according to the book of Matthew, he went to Gethsemane 3 times. The Garden of Gethsemane. He was praying in the name of the Father. Because Christ himself has put on the humanistic nature. And is facing the challenges we are facing today as a human. And the only reason he overcame was through prayer. At a point, it was so bearing on him. He said, Father, if it were possible, let this cup pass over me. But it says, however, let thy will be done, not my will. I want that to be our prayer. That the will of God will be done in our lives, not our own will. Because sometimes we do want the permissive will of God. We want to force him, we want to force his hand. But he sees the present, he has seen the past, trying to organize things for us. And he's seen the future where we are heading to. That's why certain times in our own myopic nature, we pray, we think that there is no answer. You are not where you are. God is doing something. Praise the Lord. Only if you are in the spirit that you recognize and that God is actually doing something. Praise the Lord. In everything, we should give thanks to God. This is the will of God concerning us. In everything, the Bible did not give any, in everything, we give thanks to God. Praise the Lord. I thank God for our church. I thank God that we still feel the presence of God in our midst. I thank God that when the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, that God is always there to protect his people. Few weeks ago, the enemy strike. wanted to take one of us. But God, who is watching, was able to keep. I want to thank God for our sister Alice. I want to thank God for her faith. I want to thank God for what God is doing in the life of our brother, James. I visited him, if not God, my brother, the story would have been differently. And I thank God that our sister really latched on the word of God and is still holding on to God. He's not believing the report of the enemy, but believing the report of the Almighty, where we draw our strength. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for our brother Bariku. I'm happy to see him and the wife. The devil will always come late. As if it's not enough, he strike. But God is giving us victory. And God will continue to give us victory. Let me assure you, this is the one that we see. What about the ones we don't see? We don't account for those ones. While we are sleeping, while you are going to work, in your workplace, you think some of those people that work with you, they don't want to see your face there. That's the truth about it. They get nothing out of it. Their money they are paying you is not from their pocket, but they, for one reason or the other, the devil has filled their heart that they don't want to see you. Every time they are hiding, they are trying to speak bad on you. They want to take one favor or the other, trying to, but God is quenching all those things. When they are doing that, God is making a decision on your behalf. You are not there. I want to thank God also in our business, for those of us who are business. You think you're the only one that does business? The devil is after it, but God is giving you victory. I want to thank God for the testimony of our brother. This is a testament of what God can do, and is always doing. So we have nothing to offer him than thanksgiving. When you wake up in the morning, so thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my wife. Because many today, their wives are no more. Thank you for your children, the children God has given us. Where Brother Maxwell, whenever we are together, he say, my brother, we need to thank God for our children, or God is faithful. He always say that. And I agree with him. Because I'm privileged to work with kids. And some of our sisters here who are in the medical field can attest to what I'm saying. In my whole life, I have never seen where kids will start to mutilate their bodies, cutting it on constant basis, in numbers. They're hearing voices. You think they are playing. They say they are hearing voices telling them to kill their father. You see them, they attack. But we have not seen any of those among our kids. Is it not something to give thanks to God? I just want us to bring us closer. It's not a big thing. Not every time we need to shout and then pray and then do this. We have had a lot of Sabbath. There are like small things we can do to move the hand of God. And things that we need to do to acknowledge that God's presence is still in us. To make our faith in God to continue. Because you can only lose this protection when you start to doubt God. And the generation where we are now, the devil is fighting the church. It's waiting. Most of our Christian brothers who have tested the truth are now turning around to say, oh, this, the Igbo man brought this thing for us. They deceived us. You all see, we have two words operating now. The word you see, I see you. And then we have the virtual word, which is very large. And there you see a lot of people, so many false doctrines going out there. Teachings, blasphemies, conspiracy theories, lies from the pit of hell. People have come out plain to challenge God, to challenge the men of God. We know that there are fakes, but the called are still called. Because God cannot change. Praise the Lord. So we need to thank God for still making us to be in the faith. Because a lot has lost it. No wonder the Bible said, when you think you stand, take heed lest you do what? Fall. And do not be overconfident of yourself, thinking that you are infallible. It's a lie. At every minute, it's amazing how the devil operates. Amazing how there are some people, if you don't know, there are some people, they are the masters in the field. They will stand one place, create certain things to, if it, they, who are their attackers? Who are their targets? The Christians. They use things that in computer, our sister, they say phishing. They use those things, oh, make it a Christ-like. Oh, the conspiracy theory, oh, you just to pursue shadow. You need to, every information you get, you need to verify the truth of it. Oh, I'm not taking the vaccine, this and that and that. What is the basis of it? People, what are the basis for whatever you are believing on? You need to be grounded in the word of God or else you'll be misled. They bring Jerusalem and you start to pursue shadow. We have every reason as a church, as a child of God, every day we thank God. Praise the Lord. There are ways we can give thanks to God. I want to mention just a few. Okay, let me digress a little bit. Let's get turned to the book of Luke chapter 17 from verse 11 to 19. Luke 17, 11 to 19. Praise the Lord. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Praise the Lord. You see, when I read this passage, I have a clear picture of what it looks like. You know, lepers, these are is like an outcast in the society. In the olden days, in the Jewish tradition, they are not kept very close to their people. They are seen as unclean people. Before they can come back to mix with the rest of the people, the priest, they have to test it and make sure that the person is clean. So in Nigeria, we know that we have what they call leprosy settlement. I don't know if your people. So they are kept there. But because sometimes they are not being fed, hunger will just pursue them. They come to the road and stop by. If a car is passing, they will just waving hands, begging for alms. So I just saw it. I have a picture in my mind. So this might be the situation of these people. But these people, they were not begging for food. But they were begging for total healing. Praise the Lord. Oh, there is something very significant why I read this passage. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that they went, they were cleansed. Praise the Lord. It did not end there. And sometimes when God, it doesn't take God anything. You say, okay, be healed. But sometimes God needs some responsibility from us. There are certain things. Sometimes it may sound very foolish, but God wants you, he wants you to make an effort. It translates to our life. Before you can pray for success, success does not exist in vacuum. You must hold on something. If you are praying to God for something, for a particular thing, make sure you have done your own due diligence. You have done your own part. And leave the rest for God. If you are a student here, you want God to help you pass your exam. First of all, make sure you study. Not when you sleep. Others are studying, you're sleeping, and then you're waiting for a miracle to happen or a magic pen from India to write it. You are going to fail. Praise the Lord. And when he saw them, he said unto them, okay. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go shew yourself unto them. And it came to pass that they were all cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice, glorifying God. Praise the Lord. You see, they were 10, but only one person. So we may think that God doesn't care. He does something to you. You say, what is the greatest problem you have is, I call it entitlement mentality. Entitlement mentality, because it's God. It's his prerogative to do it. Yes, he will do it, but he expects appreciation. He expects you to acknowledge that he's the one that did it for you. Our pastor, he says, it's all about God. It's not about anything. It's all about everything that you own in your life. You are living your life today. You achieve whatever you think you can achieve. It's all about God. Praise the Lord. So only one person out of 10. And then he made touch Christ and said, I know that there were 10, but what about the rest? The Bible did not go further to tell us what happened to the rest of the 9. But he made us to understand that he says, he fed and he giving him thanks. And Jesus answering and said, we are not the cleansed, but we are at the 9. There are not found that return to glorify him. Praise the Lord. In 19 he says, and he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I don't know what happened to the rest. It's possible he came back, but this person, the Bible made us know that the man was totally what? Healed. He said his faith. This second reaffirmation of the healing is a permanent one. Praise the Lord. Sometimes when things are happening in your life, you have not even seen anything. That's when we start to be more committed. As soon as we see things are going the way we expected, we have not even seen the heat, we relax. It's not supposed to be so. We're supposed to continue being steadfast and acknowledge God and give thanks to him. You come back. It relates to as an individual. Appreciate one another. If somebody does something to you, give thanks. If you are a boss, your subordinate in the office, those small, small things goes a long way to make things. If you're a boss, make things easier for you. If you're a boss that gives praise to your subordinate, you're doing a great job. Thank you for what, I know you are working, you are being paid. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you are doing. They feel a sense of belonging. But if any time they see you born and then showing authority, they will do it, but they will be the barest minimum. That's what happens. You are the one that you can control them. When you tell them to do, before you say it, they will do it. It doesn't take long. Sometimes you buy small things, go out of here. Appreciate them. You are making a way for yourself too. Your children, your wife, your husband. Sometimes in the house, when I do something, I don't know how it's every other person. If I do something, I clean something or I fix something, I want my wife to see it. If she has not seen it and say, you did a great job, I feel like I'm not. But when she say, wow, you did this, I feel a sense of accomplishment and I accomplished something. Look at your kids. When they do something, you just give them praise. You acknowledge it. God wants us to acknowledge what he's doing for us. It's not every time we are praying, asking him this and that. If your children, every time they come to you, they are asking, you'll be fed up. Oh, which children is he going to ask now? But if at the point, there are so many ways. In praises, you give thanks to God in praises. In your workplace, sometimes you can stand and boast in the joy of the Lord is your strength. No matter when people see you rejoicing and giving thanks, they think that all is well with you as a child of God. But they think that you don't have any issues. You have, but you know that you have somebody that have the solution to your problem. In workplace, don't feel ashamed. Sometimes in my workplace, I start to dance for no reason. You just they start, you don't have problem. I say yes, I don't have problem because of Christ. I start to say, you are not, nobody prevents you from singing. You can sing in your heart while you are driving. You can be singing praise. You can be thanking God. It doesn't cost you anything. This is the least thing that will cost you something. And when you are doing this, it removes a burden from you. You are free. The joy of the Lord occupies your heart. Praise the Lord. As I was saying before, I want to thank God for our children. And I want to thank God that our children, none of them, whatever plans, good thoughts we have about them, concerning them, shall be accomplished. We still need to pray for them. Recently, I had a call from one of my friends. He's a doctor. Very close friend. We talk almost on a daily basis. You know, there are certain intimate things that you wouldn't want to share with somebody. But he was very, very open. He said, he called me. I said, what's going on? He said, my kids, I have lost them all. I said, don't speak negative. Speak positive, stiff life into it. He said, I want to tell you the truth. That I have lost. So what's going on? He said, do you know that my kids, I opened their phone. That if you see the kind of porn, the child he was talking about, I know the day that child was born. I took care of that child. I changed the diaper of that child. He should be around 15 or 16 now. He's telling that if you see the kind of porn this child watches, not only that, that this child now is trying to identify as a gay. I say, God forbid. So when you bring, you see, when we come to church, we bring our kids to church. You think that they're just coming to church. No. The word of God they are hearing is making an impact in them. That's why it's very necessary for whatever reason or whatever activity or the youth, anytime they graduate to any level, make sure you make them available. Because if you don't do it, the word will do it for you. It's two ways. There is no ways about it. And when they do it for you, the outcome may not be nice. It may be too late for you. You cannot do anything. And unfortunately, American society is a society that a child will rise up and say, this is what I want to do. You can't stop that child. I have a child that I'm taking care of. This child say, oh, he just ran away from Brutal. That's where they picked her. He said, she refused everything. Say, I want to go back to that place. That's where I belong. He said, whatever you do, talk to me, I will not change. She was saying it. But thank God for our children. But we still need to do more. We still need to bring them to the presence of God always. We still need to thank God on their behalf. No matter whatever you are seeing, kids must be kids. Let us not be pursuing the little things that doesn't matter and lose the main focus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, thanksgiving, appreciation to God is the precursor for multiple blessings. When you are giving thanks to God, you are opening a channel of blessing. Channel. But when you are ungrateful, we are going to look into very few of them. Ungrateful. Some in the place in the Bible said, ungratefulness. I don't think anybody among us will like somebody to associate with somebody that's ungrateful. No matter whatever you do to that person, he's very flat. He don't care. You're supposed to do it, and then others can do it better. Very ungrateful human being. That is not the life God expects us to be. I'm talking to us this morning as people of God. I don't know why God is talking to us about this Thanksgiving. We celebrate Thanksgiving every year. As I said, with something that we all we do, we celebrate. We should not set only the day, November, as a Thanksgiving. In your families, friends, you can gather and just, what are you? We are just thanking God. Just thanking God. Singing praises. You feel you get fulfilled. It's not that day everybody is, oh, this Thanksgiving. It's not supposed to be a one-time affair. It's supposed to be a continuous affair. Praise the Lord. You can be thankful to God by reading the Word of God, because the stress of the Word of God gives it light. You can be thankful to God by your service to God and to humanity. If God lays in your heart to bless somebody, because sometimes God will just mean somebody might be in a need somewhere, or even in Nigeria, or here. You just remember, the person. You don't count whether the person is comfortable or not. God laid in your heart to bless this person at this time. Do not shorten your hand. Just go and fulfill as God directs you. When you are doing that, God is also refilling your pocket. There are many ways to give thanks. You can give thanks through service, not only money. Through service, through advice, through mentoring. These are various ways you can give thanks to God. You can give thanks to God also through going out to preach to people, thanking God that he made you to be a Christian. Because it's not your making. If not, the devil have mapped you out for destruction. But by his grace, he has positioned you to be a child of God. You give thanks to God. You want others to partake in what you are in. Let's get to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2. The Bible mentioned that unthankfulness is one of the signs of the end time. Unthankfulness. And when we go to the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter 21, from verse 4 to 5, we will see the account of unthankfulness. The people of Israelites, I'm going to paraphrase it, they were impatient with God. God brought them out of Egypt. God helped them. They were going to conquer the land of Canaan. just a trial of faith. The Canaanites, they besieged them. They start to complain. They forgot everything that God has made them. They start, why did you bring us here? We were better off in Egypt, where we are eating cucumber. Why did you bring us here in the desert to die? They forgot how God led them through the Red Sea. They forgot all the miracles, everything that just in a twinkling of eye. That is unthankfulness. And unthankfulness, sometimes, it doesn't go unpunished. You may be thinking that you are where you are, but because of your unthankfulness, ungratefulness, it prevents you from being where you are. God sent a serpent. It was biting them, beating them. And a lot died. Until God instructed Moses to make another serpent, that whoever that looked up to it will be healed. Praise the Lord. So we be careful. Things we don't, the thing it doesn't matter. There is matter in it. We need to be thankful. We need to be grateful. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? I want to thank God. We are going to pray for the church. We are going to pray. The Lord has laid in my heart. We are going to pray for the church with one voice. We are going to pray for our brother James, that the work God has started in his life, preserving his life up to this moment, that everything concerning him, that God will start to replenish, that we start to see positive changes and positive improvement, that we will know that we are serving a living God. And we also, as a church, we want to thank God for our brother, Abariku, and the wife. We need to start thanking God. We want to thank God on their behalf because it was a shock. They just went to visit our brother James on their way back. The devil struck. Praise the Lord. I want us to rise as we make these prayers. Brother Ike, can you come and lead us? In Jesus' name, as a church, I want you to raise your voice for our brother James. I know most of us have visited. Let us thank God on his behalf first. Let us thank God for the family. Let us thank God for the strength God has given each and every one of them, because this is a very difficult time. But God has given them victory. So let us thank God before we can ask God to finish what he has started in his life. We are believing God that our brother will give testimony how the Lord has delivered him from the valley of shadow of death. Every broken bones, the Lord is going to fix them. As he is yesterday, so he is today, and so shall he be. He has done more than this.
Together for the Lord, everybody. Pastor Henry here. Amen. He asked me to pray for our dear brother James. Amen. And also to thank God for Papa and Mama who got delivered. Amen. I want us to start to plead the blood of Jesus. The blood, everybody, raise your voice and plead the blood of Jesus over James in the name of Jesus. The blood 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 of Jesus. I want somebody, amen. I want somebody in this house to come and join me here and say that James will be sitting here again in Jesus' mighty name. Anybody want to join me and let us pray that James will be sitting here again in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you at this hour, Lord. Your son will raise his hand on this place. Even though our brother James has never sit in this place,
even though I don't feel it, you working. You never stop. You never stop working.
We will not let you go on this place.
You never stop working.
He will stand and he will raise his hand because this is the spot, Lord. Lord, we believe. We believe. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. 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 James, Etukudo, in the name of Jesus, here now. And wake up from that slumber. And wake up from that deep sleep. Hear the voice of the Lord. Comfort in Jesus' mighty name. Every chain of the enemy, every bandage, every yoke is broken by the anointing in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever the enemy has laid out, whatever he has planned out, we annul it now in Jesus' mighty name. We break every yoke in Jesus' name. We cut asunder every chain in Jesus' name. Every work of the enemy we pull down in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. He said that the yoke is broken because of the anointing. And by your stripes we are already healed. I don't care what the doctor says.
I don't care who all the nonsense or the people, the heroes or you know, whatever. Every report of the enemy will reject. Any report of any man or doctor that doesn't allow align with us will reject in Jesus' name. You will hear the voice of the Lord. The same voice that called out Lazarus and said, comfort in Jesus' name. That voice you will hear and you'll comfort. This week.
Even though I don't see you walking, even though I don't feel it, you walking. You never stop walking. You never stop.
Offering time. This time we are going to give our offering. Praise the Lord.